Welcome to Magician on a Shoestring, the podcast, with your host, Gareth.
Hey, hey, everybody. It is Friday. I've got a screaming backache. Yes, I am doing a podcast before I can hopefully try and get some work done. This is going to be interesting. I've been suffering for the last couple of days with really bad back pain. I was in work at Legoland, morning was fine, and all of a sudden, about 11 o'clock, my back just went. I don't know what caused it. It wasn't too bad then. It was like, oh, ah, geez, I don't know what I was doing. I think I was picking up a bucket or something really stupid. And then all of a sudden, it's just like my back was hurting. Now, at work, it wasn't too bad. I was still able to work, and I got home. It's like, oh, yeah, it's really all quite stiff. But as the evening went on, it got worse and worse. And then luckily, I had a day off on Thursday, and I was just suffering really badly. I couldn't even put my socks on, and even today I've tried to put socks on, and I couldn't do it. I can get my shoes on. Yeah, not good, not good. The last thing I want is back pain at the moment, so I've just done a load of Nurofen. I've been putting the stuff on last night, the deep heat and all that sort of stuff to try and get it. It's better, but I can really feel it hurts quite a bit. So anyway, that is the what's wrong with me today part of the podcast done. Oh, it's really quite uncomfortable, but there we go. These things happen when you get to my age of over 51. Yeah, folks, you young guys, you've got all this to look forward to, so hey, good fun. Anyway, talking of young guys, nice guy over on YouTube, Chris Edwards, lovely guy, does a lot of magic reviews. He's only got 407 subscribers, and that's today. I'm looking at his website just now. And this guy has done a huge amount of reviews. He's obviously a worker. He's out there on the front lines, and he has now started doing a load of reviews. Really, really well done. I love the guy's style. Very laid back. Very not in your face, not out your face, but just lots of good information out there as well. He's got a shed ton of videos that are well worth looking into. I think he's more of a mentalist than a magician, but I think he's obviously well-versed in all areas of magic. And he goes through everything. I think 6 months ago, he started with the Shadow Wallet by D. Christopher and the 1914. Lovely review. I love his version of it. Very good. And then as you go through, he's obviously reviewing stuff that he has bought, used, and even today still uses as well. And there's lots of really good stuff up there. He even goes through his everyday carry. All very well shot in a nice, well-lit room. It's just one view. I think occasionally does do some other views as well, which is really good. But he takes you through without tipping the methods, he takes you through it really well. So if you want to find this guy, this young Mr. Chris Edwards, with the most fantastic beard I've ever seen in magic, I mean, hats off to him. That's just, full respect. As a fellow beard wearer, though mine is quite short, his rocks, no problems. If you go onto YouTube, come up to the search engine and type in Chris Edwards Magic. You will find him. Very easy to find. Picture of a guy with a beanie and a huge beard. Has like a curtain backdrop on his background. Go and subscribe. Click the little bell. And do me a favour. Go through his videos. Give him some thumbs up because he well deserves it. He's been doing a lot of good work in reviews. And I just really like his style. He's definitely coming across. And I like the fact that he's more towards the mentalism rather than the actual magic. But he still includes magics, wallets, peak wallets. He's done a lot of stuff with TCC. A lot of TCC products have been reviewed on here as well. And they are, pretty good price for pretty good products. Affordable magic, as they would say. So yeah, do me a favour. Go and find the lovely little Mr. Chris Edwards Magic. Go onto his YouTube. Subscribe. Like. Do all that lovely stuff, and I'd really appreciate that if you guys out there who listen to me can do that for him, because he needs a boost and he deserves it as well. Fantastic guy. I've spoken to him on Facebook. Super awesome. If there was more people like this in magic, I think magic would be a lot better off, especially in the community section as well. But there's some other good people out there as well, don't worry. You know who you are. So yeah, unfortunately no podcast from the guys over at the Magic Podcast. Lloyd and Craig have been very, very quiet. I think Lloyd put out a video a few days ago, or maybe a day ago. But I've not heard anything about the podcast. Now, I know I did have problems using their email address a little while ago. And in the end, I sent my voicemail over via the power of Lloyd's own website. And they seem to be doing something. It seems to be happening. So whether there's some issues or something, I don't know. Hopefully, I've been watching the group occasionally. No new posts. I think the last one was by Phil Fitzpatrick, who put up yesterday at 2:24 in the morning. So it's 2:20 a.m. There's no podcast number 15, please, lads. And yeah, everybody's saying we don't know. Everybody's asking if everything's okay, but we've not heard anything back. We'll just have to wait and see. Maybe there's been a slight technical issue. It happens. Welcome to the world of the internet. But anyway, yeah. So if you guys aren't already a member and you listen to the Magic Podcast by Lloyd Barnes and Craig Petty, go and check it out. It's a really good podcast. It's a long podcast. I occasionally check my voicemails over there, so you can occasionally hear me groaning and moaning about something. But yeah, 334 members there. It's a private group. It's the Magic Podcast, the official discussion group. Hit me up if you want me to invite you in there. I seem to have some, not power, but I seem to be able to invite people. So well worth checking out. We get a lot of good guys in there as well. We also have the wonderful Magic Podcast Bingo as well. So that's worth playing if you want to have a bit of fun with that as well. I don't know what the prizes are, but we'll soon find out. So then, guys, there we go. That's little updates for that at the moment. Magic-wise for me, I've started watching a few more of Spidey's videos. For some reason, I haven't been catching up on his videos at the moment, so I quickly have gone back to that. He's got some really good mentalism effects, including one that I really liked, which was a two-way spectator divination, but it's done in such a very clever way. It's so sort of so simple, it's like, wow, and it works. You know, he does it live with people, and it just works, and it looks fantastic. So I'm sort of checking out a lot of mentalism over on YouTube at the moment, because that's sort of one area I kind of want to get away from cards. I know when I first started in Magic, I'm sorry if I'm rambling on here, but I'm on a roll now, so I'm going to keep going for a little bit. I know when I started in Magic, I was never a huge card Magic fan, I think because basically I couldn't handle them. I think that was the real thing. But I slowly got too used to doing them, so I could do double lifts, turnovers. I've got a relatively good Mercury card fold. I've got a fairly good pass as well. Not the best in the world, but it's good enough to, you know, if you tell people, what's that over there? And everybody looks and you can do it, it's fine. But I'm more a little bit interested in the mentalism side of things, so I'm slowly chunking away through mentalism stuff at the moment. Obviously, money is a little bit tight at the moment, hence why I'm doing 6 days a week at work at two jobs, just to basically pay for the petrol, which has gone up, and the electric, which has gone up. Yeah, a little while ago, we sorted a few bits and pieces out, and we were like, yeah, that's it, we're good now, we've got money coming in, we've got a little bit, a tiny bit of money left at the end of the month. That's now gone, because the electric's gone up, so yeah, now I've had to step it up and do 6 days a week at work, or try and do 6 days a week at work. Yeah, so money is tight. So when I am looking for mentalism effects, I'm looking for, like, you know, the best quality for the best price. Now, I know one thing definitely on my purchase list, which I really want to get, is ABC by Spidey. That, to me, I really like the idea of, and I've seen the effects done, and I really like it. I'm looking for an ESP one as well. I know the 1914 do a really good ESP card set, which is supposed to be, you can read it across a room, basically. I don't want to tip them off for too much, but obviously there are things there that help you. As for Peak Wallets, well, I've already got a decent Peak Wallet anyway, and I've also got a decent Cards Wallet, so those two I'm not too worried about. But it's just really trying to find good mentalism stuff, or stuff that's going to be easy for me to do for mentalism, but hopefully, you know, simple to do, but, you know, it's big as well. But we're going to play around anyway, so I'm just looking around at the moment, checking just the reviews out, hunting around, you know, doing what a lot of people do, and that's looking for free stuff on YouTube. And there's actually quite a lot on YouTube at the moment. You can find a lot of good magic teaching on YouTube. How good the teaching is so far, the ones I've found have been absolutely fine, so it's not been too bad. If you stick to guys like Spidey, Alan Morrison, all the other guys out there that are worth checking out, who else? Got Chris Ramsey's always very good. Eric LeClaire, he's got some good stuff. So yeah, if you hang around, you can actually find some good free stuff out there anyway. So that's what I'm currently doing at the moment, when I get a chance, of course. My mouse has decided to come back. There we go. One of the things I am playing around with at the moment is I had Windows running on my computer. I went over to Linux and I went back to Windows. I'm now doing a dual boot, so I'm running Zorin OS as a Linux distribution on the computer, but I've got it double booting up with Windows, because very soon Windows is going to be rubbish. And even now, my computer really struggles, and it's an old computer, I have to admit. You know, I do have my Chromebook, so that does a lot of stuff for me. That's all the Android side of things and Chrome OS. I do have my Amazon tablets, which allow me to do most things without having to bring a computer out. And then I've got my phone, and I've got my backup phone, which I'm using now, which was my old Honor 10, which is basically my audio and visual device. This has a pretty good microphone, damn good camera, And it can do most things, which is kind of nice. And it has a huge memory, so I don't have to worry too much about putting memory cards in there. So, yeah, so by using all these different things together, yes, it is good fun indeed. Anyway, guys, I have blathered on enough. Hopefully that gives you guys a good update. I've managed to get to, I've hit 10 minutes. There you go, a 10-minute podcast. Woo! Rock and roll, guys, rock and roll. So, yeah, please go and check out our good friend, Mr. Edwards as well. All the details are in there. And I will catch you all on the next podcast, which may be a little while away because I've got a busy couple of weeks coming up. So I'll try and get a podcast in where I can, but I don't think I'm going to have much to podcast about. But hey ho, let's see what nature brings. Okay then, guys, let's roll that outro. Thank you for listening to Magician on a Shoestring, the podcast. I will catch you all on the next episode. So until then, bye for now.